Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Thurman Scrivener again today with the Living Savior Ministries. Let's come to the Heavenly Father in prayer. Father, we praise you and thank you and worship you for the wonderful things that you do for us. We're thankful for the great and mighty book, the Word of God, the book of Proverbs. We're studying chapter 15. Lord, I praise you and thank you for this book, and I praise you and thank you for all the wonderful things you wrote in it. Now, Lord, I ask you to open our understanding to these things that we may walk totally, completely, holy in obedience to your Word and all that we do. And, Lord, reveal to us the truth of what you want us to know from Proverbs. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, we're starting with verse 31 today in Proverbs chapter 15. It says in chapter 15, 31, "The ear that heareth the reproof of life abideth among the wise." In other words, if you listen to constructive criticism, you will be at home among the wise. Lots of people will not listen to reproof or to constructive criticism. They want to do everything their own way. They're not willing to listen to no one. But the Word of God says, if you're willing to be reproved or to listen to constructive criticism, you will be at home among the wise. I don't know about you, but I want to be at home among the wise. That's a wonderful place to live. But in verse 32, he says, "He that refuses instructions despises his own soul, but he that heareth reproof getteth understanding." Now then, if you reject that constructive criticism, you will only harm yourself. And who wants to harm themselves? But if you listen to correction or constructive criticism, you will grow in understanding. Now then, that's what we want to do. We want to grow or get understanding. Now in verse 33 it says, "The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility." Now then, if fear of the Lord teaches a person to be wise, then humility will precede honor. It will precede honor. Fear of the Lord. In other words, if there's anything you should fear on this earth, it's God. I mean, He has the power over life and death. You know, He makes that decision whether you live or die, or whether you're in pain or torment or whatever, but He does it all based around your obedience or your disobedience. When you go back through the Word of God and you look, I'm telling you, if you're not obedient to the Word of God, you will open the door to curses to come upon you and your family, and you and your children will suffer tremendously. So the first thing you need to do is fear the Lord. Fear of the Lord teaches a person to be wise, but humility precedes honor. Well, praise the Lord. Now we're going to go to Proverbs chapter 16, verse 1. Okay, chapter 16, verse 1 says, "The preparation of the heart in man and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord." Well, let's get that a little clear here. In other words, we can gather our thoughts, but the Lord gives the right answer. In other words, if there's anything or anyone you need to seek the right answer from, after you've got all of the preparation of your heart and all of the gathering of your thoughts together, you need to go to the Lord, because the Lord will give you the right answer. Nobody can give you the right answer but God. Now, verse 2 says, "All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the spirit." Now then, if people may be pure in their own eyes, but the Lord examines their motives, and that's what makes the difference. In other words, if your motives are wrong before God, if you're not doing things to bring glory and honor to God, your motives are wrong. And all of the ways of a man are clean in a man's own eyes, but the Lord weighs the spirit or the heart. So He's the one that's going to make the decision. So whatever you do, do it as unto the Lord and not unto man. Verse 3 says, "Commit your works unto the Lord, and your thoughts shall be established." In other words, that just goes on to say what Colossians 3 says, "Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as unto the Lord," verse 23, because He's going to be the one that's going to give you your final reward. So Proverbs 16:3 says, commit your works to the Lord. So if you commit your works to the Lord, then your plans will succeed. So you need to make sure that you have committed your works to the Lord so that your plans will succeed. Now then, verse 4, it says, the Lord hath made all things for himself. Yes, even the wicked for the day of evil. In other words, isn't that an awesome statement? It says, the Lord has made everything for his own purposes, even the wicked for punishment. In other words, he's made all these rules and all these people that are wicked that turn away from him, they're going to be punished. He's the one that made punishment. And I guarantee he's the one that made the demons and Satan, his fallen angels and everything, because the Word of God says all things were made by him and for him. So fear him. He is a mighty God. You need to definitely be very aware of what the Lord is doing and how you're very fortunate to be a chosen one of God, to have come to know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And if you do know him, and you need to be out there praying and working and doing great things for the kingdom of God to get your other loved ones in too, because I'm telling you, Jesus is coming again, and it's not going to be too far in the future. We need to get everything ready and be prepared and be looking for the Lord, because in Hebrews, he clearly says he's coming for those that are looking for him. So I am looking for our King. Now then, verse 5 says, everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Though hand join in hand, he shall not be unpunished. That's what that's trying to say. In other words, that was verse 3, 4, 5. Yeah, 5. Everyone that is proud in heart. Okay, chapter 16, verse 5. The Lord, what he's saying there, the Lord despises pride. But be assured that the proud will be punished. In other words, if you're a prideful person, you're going to be punished. And that is a sad state of affairs. So don't be proudful. Get rid of that pride. He says, be assured that the proud will be punished. So, wow, that's pretty awesome, isn't it? So humble yourself. Come in humility before God and say, Lord, I'm a nobody. I'm your child, and I love you, and I'm going to walk humbly and obedient to you. I do not want to be